This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. We have included only a brief description of the figures and tables and removed all references, citations, data in parentheses, appendices, acknowledgments, footnotes, and endnotes. The full text is available in HTML, PDF, and EPUB formats. February 2015. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning. The title of this article is Astronomy for Astronomical Numbers, a Worldwide Massive Open Online Class. The authors are Christy Impey, Matthew C. Wenger, and Carmen L. Austin, University of Arizona, Tucson, United States. Abstract. Astronomy, State of the Art is a massive, open, online class, MOOC, offered through Udemy by an instructional team at the University of Arizona. With nearly 22,000 enrolled as of the end of 2014, it is the largest astronomy MOOC available. The astronomical numbers enrolled do not translate into a similar level of engagement. The content consists of 14 hours of video lecture, nearly 1,000 PowerPoint slides, 250 pages of background readings, and 20 podcast interviews with leading researchers. Perhaps in part because of the large amount of course content, the overall completion rate is low, about 3%. However, this number was 4 times higher for an early cohort of learners who were selected to have a prior interest in astronomy and who took the class in synchronous mode, with new content being added every week. Completion correlates with engagement as measured by posts to the online discussion board. For a subset of learners, social media like Facebook and Twitter provide an additional, important mode of engagement. For the asynchronous learners who have continuously enrolled for the past 15 months, those who complete the course do so quickly, with few persisting longer than 2 months. The availability of a completion certificate had no impact on completion rates. This experiment informs a new offering of an enhanced version of this MOOC via Coursera, along with a co-convened flipped introductory astronomy class at the University of Arizona, where the video lectures will be online and class time will be used exclusively for small group labs and hands-on activities. Despite their typically low completion rates, MOOCs have the potential to add significantly to public engagement with science. Introduction. Higher education in the United States is in a state of flux and stress. 2- and 4-year higher education institutions are still seen as the gateway to a better future and financial security, but the cost of a college education has increased by a factor of 2, inflation-adjusted, over the past 30 years, and outstanding student loans of nearly $1 trillion exceed credit card and automobile loan debt. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education faces its own particular set of challenges. The science literacy of the average citizen is modest, leaving them poorly prepared to understand or judge technical societal issues like energy production, climate change, and genetic engineering. Meanwhile, there is growing demand for graduates with technical skills and majors, but the supply of trained graduates is inadequate. Completion rates for STEM majors are 40%, much lower than in non-technical subjects. The administration of President Obama has set a challenging goal of training 100,000 new STEM teachers and producing 1 million more STEM graduates. The rapidly increasing capability of the Internet and the availability of online content are rapidly eroding the sense of place in a college education. Online learning is not new, but it has started to become a major component of the educational landscape. The number of students taking one or more online class grew from 2 million to 7 million from 2002 to 2011, and over that period the percentage of total college enrollment online grew from 10% to 32%. Reticence over the quality of online instruction is steadily diminishing. In a 2012 survey, 77% of the academic leaders at 2,800 U.S. colleges and universities considered purely online education to be the same as or superior to face-to-face education. Set against this rapid growth is the fact that research-based and learner-centered teaching methods have not been adopted widely in science classrooms. The challenge of implementing effective pedagogy without face-to-face contact or personalized interaction is an unsolved problem. Massive open online classes. The instructional approach attracting the most media attention is MOOCs, or Massive Open Online Classes. The traditional MOOC is free, open to everyone, and does not result in university credit, so it is more appropriately considered outreach than formal education. Many universities are putting video lectures and entire courses online, and the number of iTunes U downloads has grown in 4 years to 60 million, please see Figure 1 in a text version of this article. Coursera is the largest company delivering online courses, and their course enrollment has grown at a meteoric rate, from 1 million in September 2012 to 9 million in April 2013. By lowering the bar for access to instructional materials and expert teachers, private companies like Coursera, edX, and Udacity are helping to democratize higher education. For example, 75% of iTunes U downloads and 70% of Coursera users are located outside the United States. Coursera pioneered the delivery of online courses for transferable college credit. This opens up a new and powerful marketplace in higher education, where students can combine elements of a degree using local, face-to-face classes, and the best of the online offerings. MOOCs are often aimed at adult recreational or lifelong learners, but a majority of the undergraduate population is now composed of students older than 22, and these are often people with families and jobs. They will increasingly demand flexible delivery of the courses they are taking. Along with spectacular growth and obvious promise, MOOCs have been subject to skepticism and pushback. Administrators are fearful of the threat to the current, unsustainable cost model for higher education, but they also hope it may be a way to spread their brand to new markets, while educators are excited by the potential of the internet as a learning medium but are suspicious that the quality of learning will be poorer when it is online. Research on MOOCs is in its early stages, so there is a need for analysis informed by data gathered on classes that have firm pedagogical foundations. Some research questions are difficult to address due to privacy issues in the use of learner demographics and online behavior, and due to limited data analytics provided by some MOOC hosting companies. The factors that make for a successful MOOC are starting to emerge, and first results from the large-scale experiments of Coursera and edX are being published. General metrics for performance and success of MOOCs across all subjects are being developed for the first time. Completion rates are generally low, so understanding and increasing student engagement in the disembodied, online environment will be essential if MOOCs are to spread and flourish. A second, more profound issue is the distinction between engagement and learning. If the goal of a science class is to increase content knowledge and facilitate a high-level conceptual understanding of science principles and process, which is much harder to facilitate and measure than mere engagement, particularly in an online environment. Astronomy, State of the Art. Astronomy, State of the Art is a MOOC specifically developed to study student participation in an online learning environment. The project aims to serve multiple audiences of learners. One is those self-motivated adults who take a free course out of interest in the subject and not to get a degree or for university credit. This is the traditional audience for a MOOC. Another is a set of college students who use the online environment for lectures and quizzes but whose classroom time is devoted to hands-on activities and group work. This is the flipped classroom model. A third we plan to serve in the future is composed of students remote from the university offering the MOOC, who are paying to take a completely online class for transferable university credit. This is the part of the landscape with the potential to disrupt the traditional economic model of higher education. Our group is developing tools to work with all of these audiences, as far as possible using methods that are interactive, centered on learners, and grounded in research methods. Astronomy is an attractive vehicle for science literacy and outreach because it is a dynamic subject with new discoveries announced almost weekly. Enrollment is free. The first implementation of astronomy, State of the Art, was intended as an outreach vehicle for a broad public audience. All aspects of astronomy from planets to cosmology were included, but the emphasis was on exciting topics where the research progress has been rapid, large telescope construction, adaptive optics, solar system exploration, exoplanets, black holes, dark energy and dark matter, and Big Bang cosmology. Ademi was selected as the provider of the free course in part because a course can be offered by a single instructor without an institutional commitment. The privately held company is much smaller than Coursera and edX but has also been growing very rapidly, reaching 2 million students and 13,000 courses in early 2014. Most Ademi courses are on technical subjects and for professional development, and the courses are asynchronous in the sense that a student can sign up for the course at any time and follow the material at their own pace. The company doesn't offer the infrastructure for any testing beyond simple multiple choice questions. But the architecture and user tools for video content are robust and scalable, and they were entirely adequate for this experimental course. The instructor for the course was a senior professor in the Department of Astronomy Department at the University of Arizona, who has taught many face-to-face astronomy courses at the introductory and advanced undergraduate levels, CI. He was assisted by a half-time staff educational technologist, MW, and a half-time undergraduate teaching assistant, CA, who were responsible for creating and editing video lectures and weekly assignments, as well as communicating with the students on the course website and using social media. Our goals in this project included creating the first MOOC that presented astronomy in terms of the cutting-edge topics that define the research frontier. A MOOC can have a broader goal than an introductory college class, since it accesses a demographic that is typically more mature, with more people who take the class out of general interest than because of a university requirement. Adult learners do not need or expect to master the formal apparatus of physics and mathematics needed to comprehend the universe. But they can be given a conceptually high-level treatment that lets them share in the excitement of research on black holes and exoplanets and cosmology. Another goal was to investigate the behavior of two cohorts, the pre-registered group who had a prior interest in astronomy and the continuously enrolling, and much larger, group encountering the class in the Ademi marketplace. A third motivation was to investigate correlations between various modes of engagement, such as accessing course materials and usage of social media. Course content. This course has gone through two modes, one active, and a subsequent passive mode. The course was initially designed as a 7-week class to be offered beginning in March 2013. In this synchronous early phase, a series of lecture videos was released each week, along with self-guided assignments and additional material for students to explore on their own. The additional content consisted of reading material and podcast interviews with scientists at the University of Arizona engaged in research related to the weekly topic. The core content is a series of video lectures that total about 14 hours. Video was primarily filmed as first-person talking head of the instructor shot against a green screen so that backgrounds could be added later, interspersed with relevant animations, images, and video clips. The footage was edited and rendered in Final Cut Pro 10. There were between 5 and 7 videos for each week's topic. Each video lasted an average of 10 minutes, with the shortest being around 5 minutes and the longest less than 20 minutes. All videos were subsequently posted on YouTube so they would be available for people not enrolled in the Ademi course. In addition to the videos, each of the 7 major sections of content had a brief overview video, lasting 2 to 3 minutes. Additional material for each section included a downloadable PDF file of a PowerPoint slide presentation consisting of 80 to 130 slides, a reading 20 to 30 pages long taken from one of the instructor's popular science books, and links to several 40-minute podcast interviews with researchers and faculty at Stewart Observatory and the Department of Astronomy. A quiz was created for the first section, and the rest of the assignments consisted of participation in the Citizen Science of the Zooniverse project. Participants could also communicate with the teaching team through question and answer and discussion threads on the course website, and through social media on Twitter and Facebook. In addition, there have been live video discussions where students can have questions answered in real time by the instructor. These sessions occurred weekly during the first 7 weeks of the class, decreasing to once every few weeks subsequently. An astronomy MOOC does not have the same instructional goals or technological underpinnings as a conventional class where students are evaluated on both content and physical principles. As a result, The video lectures and ancillary material did not go into detail on some core topics in a college-level astronomy class: positional astronomy, radiation physics and the inverse square law, atomic structure, comparative planetology, the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, and the classification and structure of galaxies. Table 1 provides an outline of the course content. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Participants and participation. Astronomy, state of the art went live on March 26, 2013. To prime the pump for the new class, the course was announced on the Teach Astronomy website, which was created by the instructor in 2011 to support general education astronomy classes at the University of Arizona. That site was at the time getting 300 unique visitors a day, the majority of which were not college students but were members of the general public with an interest in astronomy. The instructor also publicized the course in emails to over 600 astronomy instructors in the United States, and with flyers mailed to over 800 amateur astronomy clubs in the United States. These initiatives, plus use of social media to reach astronomy fans, probably reached as many as 10,000 people in the run-up to the launching of the class, and by the time the class started, over 700 had pre-registered on the Teach Astronomy website. As a result, 833 people were enrolled when the class started on March 25, 2013, and all of them can be presumed to have prior interest in astronomy since the class had not yet been advertised in the Udemy online marketplace. Enrollment stood at 1383 when the class entered Udemy's marketplace on April 2, 2013, and 1991 were enrolled when the class ended its active mode, with new content being added weekly, on May 15, 2013. Given rates of enrollment before and after April 2, at least 70% and as many as 90% of the 1991 enrolled on May 15 came via active solicitation. This early cohort is probably atypical when compared to more than 14,000 people who enrolled subsequently, since it preferentially includes people with a strong prior interest in astronomy. Comparison of the behavior of these two cohorts is the most important internal experiment reported in this paper. Soon after the launch of the course, it was approved to be part of the faculty project, a set of Udemy courses typical of a liberal arts college curriculum. During the second, passive or asynchronous phase of the course, students enrolled steadily and explored the online materials at their own pace. Enrollment has grown steadily since the course started, with more than 1,000 new students adding the course every month. See Figure 2 in a text version of this article. The course is in the top 100 for enrollment among over 13,000 courses in the marketplace of Udemy. The average rating for the class among 300 people who submitted an evaluation online is 4.95 out of 5 stars. In terms of enrollment and student ratings, the course is in the top 5 of the nearly 200 liberal arts courses offered by Udemy. The ratings suggest the course is meeting its goal of providing a high-quality lifelong learning experience in astronomy for a geographically dispersed audience. The authors of the study have completed human subjects training at the University of Arizona, and the project has Institutional Review Board, IRB, approval to use course data for research purposes, following the proviso that the data does not have names or student identifiers attached. IRB training involves the investigators and authors of this paper studying material and passing a test on the ethical uses of human subjects data. The data in the study were provided by Udemy as a series of 7 snapshots, with the most recent downloaded in June 2014. Random sampling of 600 student names as they enrolled suggest that about a third of them are from outside the United States, based on foreign alphabet characters in the names, and about a third are women, based on names with an ambiguous associated gender. More detailed statistics come from Google Analytics, which can be used to track unique users, sessions, page views, and average duration of a session. See Figure 3 in a text version of this article. Enrollment for the course has maintained a steady climb since the initial rollout and surge in numbers at the beginning. The rate of enrollment is approximately 900 students per month. The Udemy and Google statistics show the unusual nature of the first cohort who enrolled for the first active mode of the class, from March 26 to May 15, 2013. Over this interval, on average each week saw the course host about 700 users, 1,800 sessions, 8,000 page views, and sessions that lasted about 18 minutes. Over the following 3 months, the average numbers dropped to 350 users, 600 sessions, 2,000 pages views, and sessions that lasted about 8 minutes. Over the subsequent 8 months, the average weekly number of users grew to about 1,000, the number of sessions to about 1,300, and the number of page views to about 4,000. Given steady enrollment growth over this past year, the implication is that the students who followed the first synchronous cohort are much less actively engaged in the material. This impression is accentuated by the data on average time per session, which has fallen over the duration of the course from 18 to about 5 minutes in the spring of 2014. MOOC audiences are often geographically dispersed, and this course is no exception. From Google Analytics, about 45% of the users and sessions since March 2013 have originated in the United States. The rest of the top 10 in number of sessions are the United Kingdom, 6.2%, India, 5.0%, Canada, 4.7%, Australia, 4.3%, South Africa, 2.4%, Mexico, 2.3%, Brazil, 1.5%, Spain, 1.4%, and Colombia, 1.2%. Intriguingly, Mexican users spend twice as much time per session as users in any other country. This effect has not been noted anywhere else in the limited MOOC literature and is possibly related to the generally poor bandwidth of access to the internet in Mexico. English-speaking countries dominate the top 10, see figure 4 in the text version of this article. Among the next 20 countries in the list, only one, Ireland, is English-speaking. A map of users shows representation from every continent, see figure 4b. A remarkable 174 countries are represented, including single users in Laos, Madagascar, Turkmenistan, Tonga, and Vanuatu. MOOCs truly represent a global phenomenon. Although Udemy offers limited demographic data to instructors, a snapshot of the enrollment habits of the class was obtained by viewing the home pages of 500 participants. This showed that, at the time they first enrolled for astronomy, state-of-the-art, 45% of the participants had only enrolled for this astronomy class, so it was their first exposure to a MOOC. But there was a long tail of people who were enrolled in many classes on Udemy. About 10% were signed up for 50 or more classes, and a handful had signed up for several hundred classes. Since no financial commitment is required for the many free classes on Udemy, this illustrates the phenomenon where some people engage in stamp collecting, or signing up for many classes that they have no intention or time to complete. Again, the more committed nature of the early cohort stands out. Among the 400 students who had enrolled before the class formally started, 85% were only signed up for astronomy, state of the art, and fewer than 10% had signed up for more than one other Udemy class. Completion and engagement. The classic MOOC sets the bar low for learners since there is no cost and no grades, with the corollary that the level of engagement can also be very low. Astronomy, state of the art, has a large amount of content, amounting to about 14 hours of video, 800 lecture slides, 500 pages of readings, and 15 hours of podcasts. The most sobering statistics come from completion metrics, see figure 5 in a text version of this article. Udemy measures completion as the fraction of the content viewed or accessed. For video lectures, this is the percentage of the total video played, bearing in mind that the video being streamed does not prove that it was actually watched. For lecture slides and readings, an algorithm converts the content into equivalent minutes of engagement. In this course, podcasts were accessed by links outside of Udemy, so they don't count as content in terms of completion. Just over half of the people who enroll never access the materials, consistent with statistics for many MOOCs. Of those accessing the class materials, 3.2% complete all of them, 4.3% complete half of them, and 7.3% complete a quarter of them. The rate of completion has remained fairly consistent over time, with a completion rate of 25 students per month, or just a few percent of the number of students enrolling in the course each month. The astronomical number enrolled is largely misleading. Participation statistics bring it down to earth. The emerging research literature on MOOCs is beginning to identify the factors that affect completion and retention. Factors causing high attrition include lack of time, lack of motivation, feelings of isolation and lack of interactivity online, poor preparation and skills, and perceived hidden costs to MOOCs. Completion rates should only be evaluated in the light of student self-reported intentions, which also affects strategies for personalizing a MOOC. One study of dropouts from a MOOC found that the time commitment required and a lack of challenging activities contributed to the poor completion rate, but in common with other studies also determined that most students never had any intention of completing the MOOC when they enrolled. Course completion rates were noticeably different between the initial cohort who signed up during the active, or synchronous portion of the course, and those who signed up during the passive phase. Of the initial cohort of 1991 students who joined the class during the active mode, 7.5% completed the course. The cohort of students who joined the course during the passive mode has lower completion rate of 3.3%. In addition, the time to completion is noticeably different between cohorts, see Figure 6 in a text version of this article. Students in the first active mode cohort took around 7 weeks, median equals 51 days, mode equals 45 minus 49 days, to complete the course content. This should come as no surprise, since the course content was released on a weekly basis for 7 weeks. Students in this first cohort who joined slightly after the start date took a little less time to finish the course since the content was already posted when they arrived. By contrast, students in the second passive mode cohort have generally completed the course quickly, median equals 33 days, with the largest group of students in the second cohort completing the course content in less than 5 days, mode equals 0 minus 4 days. What we find is that completion times for the first cohort are clustered more closely together, compared with students in the second cohort who were able to pace themselves, and completion times are more varied. Even though there were 10 days in between the day the final active content was posted, and the cutoff date for the first cohort, no one in the first cohort finished in less than 25 days, whereas with the self-paced students in the second cohort, nearly 50% of the students completed the course in that amount of time. Most people access the content sequentially, so a much higher fraction views the first and early modules of the class than views the later modules, see Figure 7 in a text version of this article. The last two graphs can be used to loosely categorize students of this MOOC into three groups: phantoms, who enroll but never access the materials; dabblers, who view a handful of video or completion a small fraction of the course; and persisters, who complete the course or view most of the course materials. In fact, research on one biology MOOC with Coursera showed that first week performance and social interaction is a strong predictor of final performance. Even though the participation and completion rates are low, the high aggregate engagement can make a MOOC an effective vehicle for outreach. See Figure 8 in a text version of this article. Early adopters were watching 90 minutes or more of content, and even the less engaged later cohort is on average watching 40 to 50 minutes of content. The aggregate after just over a year is nearly 400,000 minutes or 6,700 hours, equal to 10,000 people watching a typical public lecture on astronomy, involving reaching audiences who might not otherwise be able to enjoy cutting-edge science. MOOCs will undoubtedly play a role in combating low levels of science literacy in the United States. While there is a natural explanation for the high degree of participation of the early students who enrolled in the class, there is no explanation for the slow decline in participation over the past 6 months, manifesting in lower completion rates and rates of watching lectures, and lower rates of posting question and reviewing the course on the ADEMI site. In fact, starting in June 2013, all those enrolled were able to get completion certificates if they viewed all of the materials. This fact was well publicized by ADEMI and by several posts from the instructor. Given that the great majority of students are far from completion, a certificate presumably did not act as sufficient incentive. However, the null result of a certificate as an incentive to completion is significant given that Coursera has made paid and validated certificates a core component of their business model. Another component of the course involves social media. Astronomy, State of the Art has a Twitter feed, a Facebook page, and a blog, and all three have been used to update students on recent developments in astronomy and keep them involved in the class. Facebook is the most useful tool. The rate of visitors to the course page mirrors the rate of visitors to a demo, see Figure 9 in a text version of this article. Due to the privacy restrictions on Facebook data, we could not correlate the use of social media with access to the class materials on the ADEMI site. Next steps. Astronomy, State of the Art succeeded in its goal of drawing a large number of people to the subject of astronomy, and giving them an overview of a vibrant subject of scientific research. Over 16,000 are currently enrolled, and the number increases by about 1,000 each month. However, more than half of those enrolled never access the online materials and the completion rate has been low. This experiment with ADEMI yielded valuable experience in video editing, conducting live sessions, boosting participation and interest using social media, particularly Facebook and Twitter, tracking metrics of engagement, and diagnosing and setting appropriate learner expectations. We have no prescription to address the issue of low completion rates, and a proportion of phantoms and dabblers are inevitable with an online science class, where people act initially out of curiosity and with no intention of a major commitment. Completion rate in this MOOC is correlated with a high prior interest in astronomy, which is unsurprising. But it is also correlated with engagement through both synchronous, live sessions, and asynchronous, Q&A threads, social media, channels, which suggests that the video lectures and online quizzes that form the pedagogy of most MOOCs are not sufficient. Learners will do better when they have multimodal engagement with the material and the instructor. After this experiment with the MOOC for ADEMI winds down at the end of the year, we plan a second experiment in 2015 with Coursera, with which the University of Arizona has recently become a partner. Coursera has superior infrastructure than ADEMI for online evaluation and testing, and they have facilitated a growing base of instructional research. Although the MOOC will continue to be open to anyone who is interested, several additional audiences with professional or personal motivations for deeper engagement will be recruited. High school astronomy teachers will be recruited from a national pool of about 1,500 to enhance their content knowledge and for professional development credit. Also, there are about 800 astronomy instructors at community colleges and two-year colleges, who teach a quarter of a million students per year. Most do not have a degree in astronomy. They will value the content rigor and research currency of this MOOC. The most dedicated members of these cohorts will be recruited as citizen scientists for projects in the course, and as learning assistants in subsequent offerings of the MOOC. There is very little control over the motivations of students who participate in a MOOC as a free choice learning experience, just as museums have little control over the motivations of their customers. But it is possible to control the degree to which participants' expectations are met. One eventual goal of this project is to understand the motivations of MOOC participants, to shape their expectations for how the MOOC will serve their education needs. In the future, the classic MOOC, which primarily has an outreach function, will be co-convened with the Physical Universe, a natural sciences course taught at the University of Arizona that satisfies a general education requirement for non-science majors. Using the same core material as astronomy, State of the Art, with additional modules on the physics of radiation, atomic structure, energy, and gravity that are not necessary for the informal learners, the local course will employ a flipped model where the students access lectures and podcasts online but are in a face-to-face classroom 2 times a week for labs and hands-on activities, lecture tutorials, group discussions, and other research-validated tools for enhancing learning. A key goal in developing a next-generation online science class is to migrate the most pedagogically effective methods of the face-to-face classroom to a completely online environment. A flipped or hybrid model gives students flexibility, uses the online medium for the aspects of instruction where interaction with an instructor isn't required, and optimizes the scarce resource of time in a large classroom, see Figure 10 in a text version of this article. The eventual goal is to recruit undergraduates from anywhere in the United States and award them transferable credit for completing the class. The audience will be students who need a science class as a graduation requirement or who are piecing together a degree with a mixture of online classes and face-to-face classes from their local institution. This is the end of the article, Astronomy for Astronomical Numbers, a Worldwide Massive Open Online Class. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. The text format is available on the IRODL website www.irodl.org. Goodbye.